Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Controversy has erupted after the installation of 5 high-tech city trees on the streets of Cork City Centre as part of a new measure to tackle pollution and improve air quality. The so-called robot trees are large wooden structures with inbuilt sensors which will share information on TV screens about the air particles coming in and out. According to reports, the high-tech trees will come at a cost of up to €350,000 for the year, including maintenance. Some tree, you would say. Green Party Cork City Councillor Dan Boyle and Dr. Dean Venables, lecturer in environmental chemistry at the University College Cork, join us now to discuss the installation. You're both very welcome to the programme. Councillor Dan Boyle, you might tell us about these robot trees first of all. Are they as I described?
Well, they're known as city trees, and I think trees is very much a misnomer. It's a piece of environmental technology. I think the jury is out as to their possible effect, but they have a value in the sense that they have an air purification element to it, but only in the immediate area where they're located, not in the air quality in the city in general. But they also will serve as air monitors. And Cork City's air monitors has been fairly scattered over the years. We have about half a dozen stations managed by the EPA, very few in Cork City, a couple in Cork Harbour. Over the years, working with Dean and his colleagues in UCC, we've introduced about 24 purple air monitors, which have increased the coverage. There's no coverage on Patrick Street, on our main street. So I would say the installation of these installations is at least giving a benefit from that.
Okay, some benefit.
I should say that it's funded through the Emergency COVID Fund, which has also given us the cycleways and the pedestrianisation in the city. It's an element, but it's a smaller element of the overall package that the city has achieved.
Okay, Dr. Dean Venables, you've been critical of the plan, though. Why?
Yeah, so I think, as Dan has pointed out, the city is doing a lot, actually, in terms of air quality, and air quality is well recognised both at the council level and by councillors in Cork City. And that's a result of good work that's been happening over the last several years. What I don't like about these trees is the city trees technology is they're really trying to clean the air after the fact. And that's an approach that just is not going to work. As Dan pointed out, you know, they're going to achieve a slight improvement in air quality, but that's really going to be within a few meters of the tree itself. Now, €350,000 is a lot to spend on cleaning up air in, you know, 10 or 20 square meters. So I think it's problematic from that point of view. I think it's also problematic because it's kind of a business as usual type approach, you know, carry on doing the stuff and we'll try and clean up after you. And that's really a philosophy we very much need to get away from, whether it's in terms of air quality and air pollutants, but also in terms of climate gases and those sorts of effects as well.
So you're not convinced, really. Dan Boyle, can I just, even though the funding comes from the Emergency COVID Fund, it's still taxpayers' money. And are these trees coming at €350 for the 5 so-called trees, or is it €350,000 a pop?
No, it's the total spend. It's a one-off allocation from the fund. There are maintenance and running costs on a yearly basis, but that's not €350,000. Most of it is the installation and the capital equipment itself.
It's a lot of money for air monitoring, isn't it?
Well, it is, and we still don't know what the overall effect is. But one of the things I think we can measure is that we have a traffic measure in Patrick Street for 3 hours a day, which we don't police very well, but we try to keep out private car use on on Patrick Street. If we were to police that properly, we could use this equipment to measure the improvement in air quality by not having cars over a certain period of day and only having public transport, and compare the two over a course of a 24-hour period.
Okay.
I would hope that's the type of information we might get.
Okay, Dan Boyle, thank you very much indeed for joining us, as well as Dr. Dean Venables, lecturer in environmental chemistry at UCC. Dan Boyle, of course, Cork City councillor. That's all we have time for, almost, in relation